You're listening to The Entrepreneur Sip, a podcast for everyday women entrepreneurs who are looking for inspiring conversation and the best-kept marketing tips. Pour yourself a delicious cup of coffee and get ready to embrace new possibilities in life and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Caitlin Ortega. Let's get into today's chat. Hey everyone, it's your host Caitlin here. I'm literally so happy that you're here listening to today's episode. It's gonna be an amazing one. I'm talking all about how to grow your business while working a full-time 9-to-5. And man, I'm just gonna bring so much insight and inspiration to today's conversation. So last week I got a message from somebody that I know, and she said, "I've been listening and loving your podcast. It has been helping me and I can't wait to see what other episodes you come out with." And that message was honestly just so, so sweet, such a breath of fresh air, and reassures me that I'm actually doing something good for the small business community and making a difference. I think that sometimes we can be like really hard on ourselves and we wonder, are we doing enough? Are we stretching ourselves too thin? Are we actually making a difference? And that message just reassured me that, you know, these episodes are actually helping people. And that is the complete intention of this podcast, is to shine the light on these amazing marketing tips, to share more knowledge, and to just be that resource for small business owners. Walking you guys briefly before I get into today's topic behind the scenes of what my day looks like here. So I always start by, you know, taking the dogs for a walk, and we go on about a 20 to 30 minute walk. So on the daily, I take daily walks with my dogs, and it's actually really invigorating and just kind of gets my juices flowing, my blood flowing, the creativity flowing. And by the time I come back home, I'm ready to just conquer the day. But it doesn't start there exactly. So once we come back, I feed the dogs, I make myself breakfast. This morning, for example, I toasted up a croissant, made some eggs, put the eggs in the croissant, and I made some bacon in the air fryer. If you don't have an air fryer, you should definitely get one. My bacon came out super, super crispy. And after breakfast, I then go back upstairs. I get ready for the day, put on my outfit, finish my morning skincare and makeup routine. And then I head downstairs and I'm at my desk by 10 a.m. and I'm ready to get my work done. And I will wrap up the workday at around 5 to 6, so between 5 to 6 p.m. And then I will either do a quick workout or get started on dinner right away and then just kind of unwind for the rest of the day. So that's sort of my routine. I am tweaking up some things about my personal daily routine. As of late, I've been reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and it's been really eye-opening, which is all about, like, you know, transforming your mindset to transform your schedule, to transform your life, basically. And I've just been like soaking in all of the tips and the knowledge that he has to share in his book. So that's one that I'm really into right now, Atomic Habits. And I think for a lot of us, we're all about just like self-care right now and also just like fixing up our schedules to fix our lives in a way. And not that our lives need fixing, but there's always room for improvement, essentially. And in my life, I do feel like there's a lot of room for improvement, especially because I'm only 25. I'm going to be 26 in March, and I also don't have any kids right now. And I'm like, I'm at my peak. I'm literally at my peak right now. And not that I wouldn't be after I have children, but I think it would just be so much harder to bounce back. So I'm like, I don't have kids right now. I need to just like focus on, you know, being the best version of myself that I can be, because I don't have kids and I don't have to dedicate, you know, so much time to raising another human, basically.
But anyway, let's get back into our topic of discussion, which is all about growing your business on the side while working a 9-to-5.
I feel comfortable talking about this topic today because not too long ago, I was working a full-time corporate 9-to-5 while trying to grow my business on the side. And I say business on the side instead of side hustle because there can be negative stigma associated with the term side hustle. And if you are really serious about growing your company, then it's important to call your company what it is. It's a business. It's not a side hustle. And even if you're making, you know, a smaller amount than your corporate 9-to-5 in your business, you're still putting in lots of effort and time to growing it into a full-time career or as you're trying to transition and make it your full-time priority. So don't undermine the hard work that you're putting into it. Don't call it a side hustle. Call it your business because that's what it is. I was working part-time for this corporate mortgage industry firm. It was downtown where I live, which is about a 15-minute drive, and there was always so much life and vibrancy, and it was great being able to connect with other human beings, but ultimately that job was not what I was passionate about, and I definitely felt the weight of that job, like weighing heavily on my lifestyle. While I was working that job, I was still growing my business, my small business, which is now my not so small business, and it's my full-time job, and I'm so grateful for that. All the things that I've achieved in my business is still relevant, and it's still so important. And it's good to recognize all the achievements that you've made in your business, regardless of how big or small. So I just wanted to say that if you are working a 9-to-5, and I know so many designers like myself who choose to work a 9-to-5 because it provides stable income, because they enjoy their job, because, you know, maybe they went to school for engineering and they are a full-time engineer and their hobby is more on the creative side, so they're balancing their job. I just want to reassure you that your business is still real and you're still a smart and hardworking person and you're doing great things. You know, you can choose to work a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that. You can choose to work your 9-to-5 and still help your business to thrive. You can set your own schedule. You could work Monday through Friday, you know, at your job and only choose to work on your small business on the weekend, or only choose to work on your small business, you know, for a few hours every day after you get home from work. I think that it's a personal choice. And if you have the ability to go full-time into your business and you feel confident about that decision and you're ready to let go of your 9-to-5, then do it. Like, let go and just embrace your small business. But if you are really just wanting your business to be more of a side hustle, then there's nothing wrong with that either. You can definitely make it into a side hustle and thriving side business that is more of your part-time priority. Regardless, it's not a side hustle, right? It's important not to think of our businesses as side hustles. You really need to think of it as a business. And I think that there's like this stigma around the term side hustle because it makes it seem like it's not as prioritized, but that's not the case. You know, you could be working full time and still really, really care about your business enough to outsource and enough to dedicate lots of time to it when you get home from work. I think that if you do choose to work a full time 9-to-5, just don't call your business a side hustle. Because that's putting a negative stigma around the entire essence of your business. And it's also allowing other people to call your business a side hustle, which in turn makes it seem like a small part-time thing that you've got going on. So definitely call your business a business and grow it as often and as much as you can to really see that growth and that return. Yeah, just know that it is going to take, you know, much more energy to grow your business if it is more of a part-time priority versus growing your business if you're really diving into it full-time. And, you know, even me as like a full-time brand and website designer, I have some off seasons. I have weeks that go by where it's really quiet and I'm just focused on, you know, working on my back-end systems and my processes because it's slow around design work. But at other times, it's like crazy busy. So, you know, just understand that with business, there are ebbs and flows and that's okay. So I knew from a very early age that I've always had this very creative, artistic side to me, but I didn't give myself time after graduating to sit down and really think about what it is that I want to do with my life and what I wanted to accomplish. So of course, you know, I start with all of my corporate jobs and I would go into retail management. And with each job, I was just feeling more and more creatively drained. And that's when I knew during my third job after living here in New Bern, I said to myself, I really want to take this full time. I want to take Above Design Studio full time and I really want to grow it into something big. And by big, I just mean something sustainable. So I would absolutely love to have my own studio location one day with a few people on my team and really like have this like collaborative team family style of work, like a work environment. But I know it would take some time to get there. We all have our goals and our dreams. And I think another big thing was just like writing my goals down and really praying and speaking my goals into existence. Like, I can't tell you guys how incredible it's been to actually see some of my goals, or most of my goals, if not all of them, come into fruition just because of the mere fact that I prayed so intently on these goals and I actually wrote the goals down. Like, write down your goals. I cannot stress that enough. Like, take out a piece of paper and write down those goals, because if you actually set those intentions and you speak those goals into existence, you'll see them happen. I can guarantee. But I think prayer and having really strong faith is another part of that success, because it's about putting faith in the unknown. And it's, you know, it's about stepping back and allowing God to take the wheel and say, I don't know what you've got planned for me over these next few months, but I know that you have something incredible in store, and I'm just going to let you be the operator here. I'm going to let you give me these opportunities, and I'm going to allow you to align me with what you see is the best path for my business. So that is just my little tip there, is write down your goals and speak them into existence and have strong faith. Have really strong faith about your business and where you're at, and have faith in God. Just give him control over everything and you'll be good. Trust me. I think another really important thing to note is we all kind of go through different jobs and we all have different experiences that maybe we wish we didn't go through, but we still went through them, and we can't go back in time and take things back, and we can't change the past. So we just need to be grateful for those experiences and the lessons that they've applied to our lives. I think that's the best thing that we can do. You know, sometimes I look back, I tend to be an overthinker. I'm an Aries. I overthink everything. I do get anxiety every now and then. I've gone to therapy for my anxiety. And if you're in the same boat with me, then you know what I'm talking about, where we tend to overthink the past. We overthink past conversations. We think about, you know, oh, I wish I had said this differently, or I wish I had done this differently. And I think what I've been trying to overcome within the last year, or honestly, within the last 3 years of being married and living in another state is just letting go. I have been trying so hard to just let go and give it to God. And I look back at my past work experience, my past friendships, my past conversations, and I just think of them as lessons now. And if you are working your 9-to-5 and you're hating your job and you're just like hating where you're at and you just cannot wait for your business to take off and become that full-time career for you, just know that time will pass. The time will pass and you'll get to that point where you can call it your full-time job. You know, if you put in the hours, if you put in the work, if you put in the dedication to that business, to making it your full-time priority, it will become your full-time career. It will become your full-time career. And if you're in that same boat with me, where you're just an overthinker and you're working your current 9-to-5, I just want you to know that time will pass and you'll be able to use all of that experience and apply it to your life. I think it just makes us more open. It makes us more open to change, and it also just brings us the knowing that everything happened for a reason. So why not just be grateful and let go? Just let go of the past, let go of things you can't control, of people you cannot control, of conversations you can't control, of work that is given to you that you cannot control in your 9-to-5. You know, just let go. Just breathe and enjoy where you're at. Just be present in the moment. And, you know, a few years from now, when you are running your business full time and having that as your full time priority, you'll be able to look back and say, I'm grateful for that experience. Another couple of last things that I want to touch on are advocating for your business and also being financially ready for the unknown. So the first one is to advocate for your business, because nobody else is going to advocate the way that you will. And when I say advocate for your business, I mean show up on camera, get on stories, connect with your audience, and post as frequently as you'd like to, whenever you'd like to. Get on those IG lives, connect with other people, and build a community. Build your community and advocate for your business and advocate for your services. Because nobody else is going to, and you also are responsible for growing your business into that full-time priority, into that full-time career. And the way to do that is by showing up. You have to be present and you have to be there for your business. So in that conversation last week that I had with Tani Lopez, she was touching heavily on this topic about building your community and connecting with people that you already have in your community and nurturing those relationships. And that's exactly what you need to do. Whenever I get on stories and I just speak from the heart and not even trying to sell anything, but literally just speaking from the heart or trying to educate my followers and tell them more about the design industry and tell them about the behind the scenes process and why it's so important. And when I give actual client stories and I really just speak from the heart, I get like so many DMs from people who are wanting to talk more about the subject or who have questions for me about my services. And that's honestly just such a great way to connect with people. One way that I am trying to connect more is on TikTok. And I think it can be really hard to make that transition from Instagram to TikTok, because TikTok is obviously all about authenticity, showing up as you are, and not giving a F about aesthetics or how things seem. But that will just be another way for me to advocate for my business while helping other people. So just think about what the best way for you would be to advocate for your business, and go out and do it. Another thing is, with every business transaction, I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you start putting money into savings. It's been incredible for me to build my business savings. And in 2021, when I had so many endeavors that I was investing in, it was really nice for me to be able to tap into my business savings and say, I can afford this because I have this business savings. And this is exactly what it's for. It's for investing back into my business. And that's why I was comfortable with investing in different creatives to really build my business in 2021 towards the end of the year when I was going through my rebrand and revamping my website. So start building your business savings, set aside or open up a different business account. You can have that bank information dedicated to the business only, and then you could also set up your accounting software alongside that bank information. And when the time comes for you to make investments, you won't feel hesitant and you'll feel more comfortable making those decisions because you would have the options to do that. Regardless of where you're at right now, whether you are working full-time from home and you're trying to grow your business, or if you are working a 9-to-5 and still trying to grow your business into your full-time career and your full-time priority, just know that your business is real, you are smart, and you're hardworking, you're doing the best that you can, and keep going. Be the best advocate that you can be for your business and for your brand. Be willing to put in the hard work and the time into growing your business, because it will take hard work and it will take time. But at some point, you will be able to get to that full-time career transition where you can work full-time from home on your own business. And that'll be the most liberating and rewarding experience that you could go through as a business owner. And then a last piece of advice that I want to leave you with is to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and advocate for your business, because like I said before, no one is going to believe in your business or advocate for your business as much as you should or as much as you will. Well, that was my little spiel today over growing your business while working a full-time 9-to-5. And I hope that you take something from today's episode. All right, guys. Well, I'll see you on the next one. Stay tuned for next week's episode featuring Vanessa Hansen from Vanessa Agency, who will be spilling all of her best kept tips for you over digital advertising.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of The Entrepreneur Sip. Visit the show notes to review or support this podcast. And if you're looking for free resources like my brand launch checklist, then you can visit my studio's website at abovedesign.studio. See you next time.